Gun violence can happen anywhere, and Shalane Schreifels knows that all too well. Her daughter, Kaya De La Verne, was shot by an Anchorage man, Christian Beyer, in October 2015. Beyer was recently found guilty after a trial in Anchorage. Kaya had started freshman classes at UAA and had known Beyer for 3 weeks before Beyer shot her and a friend at a home in Anchorage's Bootleggers Cove neighborhood. Kaya lost her left eye in the shooting. Schreifels lives in Japan, and she traveled back for the trial to support her daughter. She told Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend it's been a long road of recovery for the family, but she says Kaya is thriving.
Kaya is doing amazing now. She's, you know, to use her words, she's living her best life. She was so strong and composed through when she had to testify, and she's done so much healing and has, you know, a lot of self-confidence and has kind of put that all behind her as far as what happened that, you know, those 3 weeks after she met Connor and Christian to the time when Christian shot them both and then, you know, basically tried to end her life.
Kaya lost an eye. Has she struggled with anger and bitterness about that?
That's a tough question. So obviously, you know, her life changed forever in a very dramatic way, but I've seen her just pick up her bootstraps and soldier on and resume normal life. Within about 8 weeks after that happened, we went to Japan, and she, within 12 weeks, she was riding her bicycle regularly again. And then about 16 weeks after she was shot in the face and lost her eye, we played in our first hockey game with our women's team in Japan, and Kaya scored the game-winning goal.
So you came back from Japan, Kaya came back from Washington, D.C. for this trial. Tell me about that.
She had a really tough day on the stand. Her testimony was the longest, besides Christian himself when he testified. She testified for about 2.5 hours, and it was intense cross-examination by the defense and a lot of slandering and victim shaming and trying to make it seem as though something that Kaya had done had brought this upon her.
Christian was eventually found guilty on all charges. How does that feel? How was that moment when the verdicts were read?
It was a sense of relief and feeling just a huge sense of a weight being lifted off our shoulders. It was a major milestone in our healing process. And then I also felt incredible sadness for Christian and for his family because they lost their son. And just by some miracle, my daughter is still with us. And, you know, it's hard to reconcile those feelings of this person tried to kill my daughter and shot her all the way through the head, looked her in the eye, and did it deliberately with a .40 caliber gun, which is a big bullet. And, you know, just trying to reconcile those feelings that I have of, you know, happiness, my daughter's still here, relief that the trial is finally behind us after almost 3 years of waiting, and then some anger, but also a tremendous amount of pity and sadness for the fact that this Christian was 21 when he did that crime. But then also, in the same respect, I'm concerned about the sentencing and, you know, how long will he be put away for, because I didn't hear any remorse for what he did or ownership of what he did, which was really concerning, thinking that he's not healing, he's not moving forward. So it was really hard.
Is there something that you would want coming out of all of this horrific experience for your family?
So for myself personally, I wish there would be a change. So, you know, I got involved with Moms Demand Action, which is a grassroots group that is trying to pass responsible gun legislation, such as there is a red flag bill, which can remove a gun from somebody who's dangerous based on a report by family member or concerned friend or something. And the night before Christian shot Kaya and Connor, they had actually taken his gun away from him. He was a person that carried a gun with him everywhere he went on his hip. And he had threatened to hurt himself the night before. They took the gun away from him. And then he came back the next day and took the gun back from them. They gave it back. But maybe if there had been a red flag bill or something, something that they could have done to keep that gun away from him when they knew he was dangerous, at least, you know, to himself, that would have been huge and could have prevented this whole thing from happening.
Shalane Schreifels spoke to Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend about the trial of Christian Beyer, who shot Schreifels' daughter Kaya De Laverne and Connor Lally in 2015. Beyer was found guilty on all charges. He will be sentenced later this fall.